This is episode 28, bringing you the latest updates on immigration news and policies across Canada. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we have a packed episode covering everything from provincial nominee programs to housing initiatives. Let's dive in. Ontario issues invitations to early childhood educators in new OINP draws. On June 11, 2024, the Ontario government issued invitations to early childhood educators and assistants in two separate draws under the Ontario Immigration Nominee Program. A total of 244 candidates received invitations. In the employer job offer, International Student Stream, 120 candidates were invited, while 124 candidates received invitations through the Foreign Worker Stream. The minimum scores in the expression of interest system were 65 and 43, respectively. So far, Ontario has issued invitations to 26,207 candidates across all streams in 2024. This is a significant step for Ontario, ensuring that the province can meet its educational needs by attracting qualified professionals. Alberta meets targets for three streams. Alberta has reached its application targets for three streams within the Alberta Advantage Immigration Program as of June 11, 2024. The streams include the Alberta Opportunity Stream, the Accelerated Tech Pathway, and the Tourism and Hospitality Stream. The targets for 2024 are set at 5,393 for AOS, 1,047 for the Accelerated Tech Pathway, and 660 for the Tourism and Hospitality Stream. Alberta has already nominated 4,337 candidates and approved 499 applications this year. Applications will be accepted again on July 9, August 13, September 10, October 8, November 5, and December 10. Stay tuned for more updates on these application periods. Canada's plans to reduce temporary residents could impact GDP and inflation. A new report by Desjardins highlights potential impacts on GDP and inflation from Canada's plan to reduce the number of non-permanent residents. Fewer NPRs could increase per capita GDP and real wage growth. However, sectors like accommodation, food services, and retail might face labor shortages and rising wages. These industries, already hit by the pandemic and insolvencies, could face additional challenges but might also be driven to innovate. May 2024 Labor Force Survey, slight increase in employment and unemployment rates. The May 2024 Labor Force Survey reports a slight growth in employment, with 27,000 new jobs added. However, the employment rate dropped by 0.1 percentage points to 61.3% and the unemployment rate rose to 6.2%. Job growth was notable among young women aged 15 to 24, while it decreased for women aged 25 to 54. The healthcare and social assistance sector saw job increases and part-time employment rose as full-time positions decreased. Newfoundland and Labrador warns against fraudulent immigration documents. On June 13, 2024, Newfoundland and Labrador's Department of Immigration warned the public about counterfeit documents, including provincial nominee program certificates and Atlantic Immigration Program endorsements. Genuine documents are always sent as password-protected PDFs, and all services provided by the Office of Immigration and Multiculturalism are free. Stay vigilant and protect yourself against immigration fraud. Saskatchewan invites new candidates under the SINP. On June 13, 2024, Saskatchewan invited 120 skilled candidates under the Saskatchewan Immigrant Nominee Program. The draws targeted 59 National Occupational Classification Codes, with 88 ITAs in the Express Entry category and 32 in the Occupations in Demand category, all requiring a minimum score of 88 points. In 2024, Saskatchewan has welcomed 183 skilled immigrants and entrepreneurs through its invitation processes. PEI announces new funding programs to aid housing development costs. Prince Edward Island has launched over $25 million in funding programs to support the development of 700 new residential lots. The Municipal Infrastructure Fund and the Subdivision Development Financing Program will provide grants and low-rate financing to developers, while the Building Acceleration Grant will cover up to 50% of road infrastructure costs. These initiatives aim to make housing more affordable and accessible in PEI. Newfoundland and Labrador strengthens early childhood education through partnership with South Korea. Newfoundland and Labrador announced a 5-year agreement with South Korea to improve childcare services. Korean students will participate in early childhood education work placements in the province, managed by the Department of Education and the College of the North Atlantic. This partnership follows a 2023 visit by Education Minister Krista Lynn Howell to Korea, fostering educational opportunities between the two regions. That wraps up episode 28 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more updates and insights on Canadian immigration. Don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with others who might find it helpful. Until next time, I'm Ryan, signing off.